This is the local VK5 news segment. Now, news from the North East Radio Club.
Well, hello again, everyone. This is Les, VK5 KLD, with today's news from the North East Radio Club. Well, I hope you're all enjoying the on-air activities with the Coffee Corona Club every Wednesdays on the Houghton repeater at 10 a.m. That's always got a good collection of people, and we have some interesting discussions. Don't forget the Coffee Corona Net with our Chief Barista, Phil, VK5 SRP, every Wednesdays at 10 a.m. And there's another really good net, which is the F Troop Net, and that's on Friday afternoons at 5 p.m. But that's on the Link repeater system, and usually Tony, VK5 FBIC, is the Commander-in-Chief of the F-Troop Net. So come on up at 5 p.m. on Friday afternoons and have a bit of a chat with us. And next Friday, the 14th of August, it will be the AGM of the North East Radio Club. And we'll have a call in about 7:15 for a 7:30 p.m. start. So come along and take part in the AGM, and we're going to have a guest speaker. It's going to be Tony, VK5UA, and he's going to talk to us about World War II radios. So don't forget, next Friday, the 14th of August, it will be the AGM of the North East Radio Club. Well, that's all for this week. 73's, good DX, and stay safe from Les, VK5 KLD.
Now let's hear from the South East Radio Group.
Good morning, everyone. This is John, VK5DJ for the South East Radio Group. It was terrific to see all 19 officer positions filled at the on-air AGM last Friday evening. It certainly speaks well for our membership when this happens so easily. A few do wear several hats, though, and especially our president, Peter, VK5BE. His enthusiasm for our club certainly rubs off. Good on you, Peter. Our income for this coming year is likely to be much smaller with the cancellation of events, so this was reflected in a less ambitious budget being passed. Our members can view the budget in the members-only section of the Surge website. Club subs are now due, and payment details are also available on the website. On the technical front, the good news is that the crystals have finally arrived from the UK for the solar-powered VK3 RSW beta. This will mean, by the time you hear this, the last hold-up on the radios is now gone. The package for our new link into Western Victoria consists of a 2-metre Tait receiver and transmitter, and a 439.875 meg Tait receiver and transmitter for the link back to the bluff. These are all crystal-controlled to reduce current drain. A solar charger has been installed into the cabinet, as has a low voltage detect relay to protect the battery. The panels are ready when our Victorian friends are able to finish work on the container base shack and tower install. Antennas and coax are also on hand. Weather and the virus has slowed work on the Victorian side. We understand what our Victorian friends are going through right now, so construction work is the last thing in their minds. The club communications trailer continues to do good service for the emergency services at the Princes Highway border with Victoria, and we've received some excellent feedback. While it is needed, we will continue to support their work through the use of our trailer. There was a battery change during the week, as our older batteries were showing signs of stress. A better charger has also been installed by Andrew, VK5MAS. That's it for this week. And I say 73 from Surge.
And now let's hear from AHARS, the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Good morning, this is Phil, VK5SRP, with news from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society. We have started the lunches at the Blackwood RSL again, and we had 15 people attend our first lunch post the shutdowns. It was just like old times, lots of chatter and catching up on the latest. The next lunch will be on the 14th of August, so long as we do not have an outbreak like VK3 and VK2. If you wish to attend the lunch, you will have to book with the RSL on 8278 6253, or you can email them at rslbwood at bigpond.com. Alternatively, you can send me an email and I'll book for you. We have permission to use the shack for an assessment and training session on the weekend of the 29th and 30th of August. Please contact the club's training officer, Sassy, VK5SN, by sending an email to VK5SN at wia.org.au and let him know that you wish to attend. He will send back a confirmation of what you require to bring along and any other information that you may need. Upgrade exams are also held on the Sunday. Again, contact Sassy to book yourself in these. Still no date for when we can start the Shack Coffee and Technical Mornings. Barry, VK5BW, and Paul, VK5PH, are working on sourcing two Kiwi SDRs and the other equipment we need to add two more four-channel remote receives to Paul's quiet receiving site. We still have to resolve power supply limitations. He needs more solar cells, batteries, and a radio quiet solar converter battery charger. The Kiwi SDRs are in short supply, so it may take some time to obtain them. I do know that AREG and NERC are also in the market for these. We have two AHAS nets each week on the VK5RAD repeater, 147 megs with a -600 kHz offset. The original Monday night net starting at 8 p.m. and what I'm calling the Corona net on Thursday night also starting at 8 p.m. Remember, by joining in on the 2 metre net, you're exercising the social distancing we have to observe. We're 2 metres apart. We have received some more information from the Mitcham Council about accessing the hall, and we should be able to start our general meetings on the 17th of September. Last Sunday I said this was to be November. Sorry about that. I have the 17th of September down on the calendar as an annual members buy and sell. This event will be limited to current financial members of AHAS. Keep an ear on the broadcast and an eye on your AHAS email. If the SA Corona status deteriorates like it has in the much of rest of VK land, we may have to reschedule this event. We will be looking at alternatives at the committee meeting next Wednesday. We have cancelled this year's buy and sell in November. I doubt if the borders will be open and our commercial vendors come from Victoria, and so do some of our buyers. We will look at running one in the new year. The AHAS website has been shifted to Kern Internet, a local Adelaide-based business, but we're still having a few problems with the site. It did not transfer quite like it should. We are still looking for a secretary, so if you'd like to fill that position, please email me. You can send me an email to vk5srp at wia.org.au, or you can even send me a text message to 0428 835 621. That's all for this week, 73.
And that's the VK5 local news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline at northeastradioclub.org.au. Thank you for listening.